Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday, the 30th of March, and as ever, here we go with three ideas to help you improve your business in around 3 minutes. After the absolute tragedy of the German plane crash last week comes a great story of leadership. And a pilot called Frank Wooten, who had to fly the same route the following day, and had recognised that lots and lots of people were very, 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 very nervous. And he explained how proud he was to be a pilot. On Thursday, he flew the same route from Dusseldorf to Barcelona, and he recognised everybody was very, very nervous. So he threw the door open of the cockpit, shook each passenger by the hand, then took a microphone and stood among the seated passengers. "You can count on me because I too want to sit with my family around the table this evening," he told them. The passengers said nothing, then clapped. Many apparently broke into tears. I think it's a great example of building trust with customers, building trust with staff, building trust with people, something that leaders do. And that leads us nicely onto idea one, this whole idea of building trust in your business and the role of the leader. I came across a great report called the Trust in Leadership Report from some friends of ours called Top Banana, who actually said that only 1 in 5 trust business leaders tell the truth. Only 1 in 4 of us trust business leaders to actually do the right thing. And their research actually highlights a number of things that we see successful leaders do. I think it's quite a nice checklist to think about. So see how you measure up against these. Openness. People like to know the reasons behind decisions. Effective communication. People need clarity. Ability to make decisions. People expect a leader to lead, to make the big decisions and see them through. Integrity. It's about living the values and principles and walking the talk. And competence. They actually want the leader to lead by example and communicate properly. Face-to-face communication is key, which I think is a great example we've just seen. How do you measure up as a leader? Have a look at the report. You'll see there's a link on andyhanselman.com and download the report. Some great stuff in there. Idea two is to do something about this. And a new report says that customer service is better in the US. Well, we could argue that many of us knew that. But the Nunwoods 2015 US Customer Experience Excellence Report highlights a number of characteristics that maybe differentiate US customer experience from us and some lessons there. First of all, number one, better overall brands. And on average, the survey found that brands in the US were rated 5% better than those in the UK. The US is actually pushing ahead. Customer experience in the UK is currently improving at less than 1% a year, which actually means in 5 years' time, the US are going to be way, way, way ahead. There's a better chance of success. The statistics actually suggest that US customers are 10 times more likely to deal with an outstanding company than their counterparts in the United Kingdom. And actually what we're seeing is that the brands are actually raising the bar higher, and all of the top So 10 scored better than our top, which was First Direct. And one of the things also suggests in the report that CEOs are actually taking customer experience a lot more seriously. In other words, they're actually creating a customer service culture all the way through the business. Okay, you might not be dealing directly with competition in the US, but as a result of customer expectations getting higher, that has an implication for all of us in our business. And idea three is to do this. A survey of 2,000 UK office workers found 45% of women and 37% of men think they spend less than 30 minutes a day walking around at work. And apparently the British Heart Foundation, who sponsored the research, suggests that's not enough. In fact, more than half of those questioned said that they regularly eat lunch at their desk. 38% said they emailed people right next to them instead of getting up to go and talk to them. And quite scary, 31% said they sit for so long they actually put off going to the toilet. Please don't do that. So what I suggest you do, get up there, get out there and go for walks. Have a great week now. Bye.